quake registers at least 6.0, it activates a seismic monitoring station. When at least two stations are activated, they relay a signal to Mexico City, automatically triggering an alarm. In Mexico City, distance equals time. The city's salvation lies in grade school algebra, and it's already worked. September the 14th, 1995, 8:04 a.m. From the Pacific, a fierce quake thunders ashore. In 13 seconds, it registers on station 11. 4 seconds later, on station 12, the quake measures 7.3 on the Richter scale, and is moving toward Mexico City at 12 times the speed of the world's fastest commercial jet. But the SAS alert beats the quake to the city by 72 seconds. Not one resident is killed. When the alarm sounds, a carefully choreographed movement begins. Buildings empty. Subways shut down. To avoid fires, power is cut and gas lines are closed. Rescue workers scramble. But Mexico City's entire civil defense depends on the thin red line of sentinels, the earthquake sensors on the coast. If they fail, a quake will hit with no warning at all. To prevent failures, the sensors are routinely inspected. Today, it's a sensor at the San Pedro station near Acapulco. For Roberto Islas, just getting there is shaky.